Okay, this is a session with Carolyn, reluctantly, and Bob, and I on being recorded on October 8th, copyright 2016, all rights reserved for topsound.com. We're starting at 11:44 p.m. Paris time. Greetings, Ion.
Good evening.
I guess the opening question statement is that now that Trump has reminded everybody that Bill, I guess he'll remind everybody tomorrow that Bill raped all these people. That means he's going to win the election now, right?
She? Who is she?
No, I said Trump, because he's going to remind everybody that Bill Clinton raped everybody, a few women tomorrow night at the debate, that clinches Trump's victory.
No, that won't be at all. It will be the 2,000 emails that was leaked from Berlin that links her to Wall Street being a different run of information than the regular people, two personas that's been adopted.
Right, that stuff was released today.
Yes, it was. And there's 50,000 more to come.
Right, so the Clinton team released the sex talk by Trump to try to cancel the WikiLeaks release?
To try to slow it, yes, to try to push it in the back. But it didn't work because the people didn't bite. The American people, as you know, are stupid, but they're not that stupid.
They understand what's going on, eh?
They do, because they're saying they are getting angry that it is indeed what TV was complaining about it being a rigged system. Was their rigging. They're rigging, and they're just railing and railing and railing. You never heard anything like it. It's unbelievable.
All right. All right. My first question is why?
Get all over the place, and then they turn around, and they don't even talk about that. They're still talking about that Donald Trump knows what a vagina is.
They're not talking about what?
They're not talking about the hurricane news.
Oh, right. Okay, so my first question is, to wrap up our trip is, why was Chambord built?
Chambord was built for a twofold purpose.
Could you give it to us, and you can say the stuff if we can't broadcast it, tell us what it is, or maybe we can broadcast it, depending on your answer.
That's right. You'll have to wait and see if you're going to get it or not. And you may. You very well may. Okay. The reason that it was built was a marker. It was a marker, a holding space, a place of holding, a holding place. That's what it was for.
What does it hold? What is the holding?
What you call the time-space continuum.
So how does it hold it?
Oh, it reminds you. It is a place, the place that is. So you go to that place because it is. Well, when you do that, that's where the marker that's held. Doesn't make a lot of sense when we say it, but it makes a perfect sense when you come back to the place of, oh, this applies this way. That's the difference. This applies this way.
Well, does it apply to item and our products?
But of course, certainly.
Did I fund this for the purpose you just stated?
Yes.
Okay. What is the other reason it was built?
Good storage.
Storage of? What?
That place to store things.
From other worlds?
You mean from other worlds or from his own empire?
All, both inclusively, yes.
Is any of that there now?
No, you notice it looks kind of empty and bare now, doesn't it?
Yes. So who
That's
acquired...
Right. You moved it all out, Bob.
Did I send it to China or someplace?
No, but it's secure.
Is it somewhere in Europe?
Yes.
Okay, so when you say a holding marking place, that's two meanings, holding of space and time and holding of properties.
Yes.
And
contingent and contingencies. But you have to have different you've got different realities that you've got to mark. And if you don't mark those, you'll lose them. Carolyn has noticed this herself, and there's different things that you get. Once you get, you got them, then all of a sudden they're gone. It doesn't matter how you have it in your hand. Once it's gone, it's just gone. It disappears somewhere. Well, that's what this does. These hold places in your future for your past. You built that castle in this future so that you could go back and reconnect your dots, which is what you've done now, to remind you that you indeed could do this in the first place. So it has been a good working holiday, hasn't it, Bob?
Yeah, it's been very good. So we connected the dots, so that prepares for release of living water, bread of life. This was required?
It was. Well, the only reason it was required is to get you up to speed.
Right. And does it also have to be done before Trump's election?
Well, you had to get it lined up sometime, and now's as good a time as any. But we don't want to put rules on anything because you can snatch victory out of the jaws of defeat, or just as easy as you can snatch victory out of the jaws of victory.
Very good. Okay. What is the relationship between the Templars who came before Christendom and Saint Germain and Saint Martin? Any relationship between the old Templars and
Christendom? There are, and it goes all the way to that stupid Christian Murdy. So, yeah, it's connected. Your timeline have to mark them, and they do.
Did Saint Germain and Saint Martin work and be involved with the Templars?
Yes, they helped finance them.
So they were behind the transition to Christendom?
Supported it. They didn't know it was going to work out that way, but yeah. See, you got to realize you know stuff. They didn't know shit.
Right. Did Openel cooperate with the Templars, Saint Germain and Saint Martin?
No. He was above the boot.
Was Moses working with me or them?
Yes, both. He would. He'd lay with anything, Bob. He didn't care. He was easy.
Right. So
Sunday morning.
Why did Ion call Bob Moses in the years ago, and then all of a sudden Bob is no longer Moses?
Oh, because he connected the dots. He connected the dots. If he had not connected the dots, he'd have stayed Moses.
Right.
The lines, like when you amber another world, you only do that, and you can't unamber it, but you can dig it out. And so now you come back to the same rub of, does he get it, does he not? Can he do it, can he not? And then if he does, then you move on. So it's almost like finishing a shower. Do you have to have the shower? No. But if you have the shower, you're going to enjoy the shower. Well, good. And then you do. But then it turns into a whole nother conversation, because another conversation has to say, I'm not sure. And then when that happens, now it's on.
Okay, so what was your question?
Why was Moses?
Well, I understand, Ian, in the first few months you were telling back in 2009, talking about being Moses. That was the beginning of stretching my mind way beyond what I expected, right?
Well, yeah, but now say you're fluid with all this. You get this. This is what you do. So it shouldn't have been anything other than just fun, because you go all over the place anyway. So. It's no big deal. You have no imagination, Bob.
I just live it.
Right. You have no memory. You have no imagination.
Because I live it, all the options.
Well, you don't get them. You want to have them. You play them out. You want to see them. You don't want the recording. You want the concert. And when you go to the concert, you don't remember going.
Okay. And I'm talking about yesterday when we went to Beauregard. Were Saint Germain and Saint Martin with Carol and I and Roxy in that gallery with the 237 portraits?
Not at the same time, but yes. Because when y'all would come and go, you know, and you've got to go here and can't go there, and you're all over the place. Y'all guys were all over the place.
But, right, which goes, okay, so they were around.
The lady, do you remember the lady with the sort of weird hat?
Not actually, no.
You have a photo of her.
Okay. She was Saint Germain?
No, she was one trying to direct you the right way.
Trying to direct us to the right one? Direct us to the right what? Aya, you're back.
Yes.
She was trying to direct us to the right what?
Opening. Opening.
Oh, in the building.
Yes.
All right. They had tunnels, and what was the purpose of those tunnels in that building, that castle?
They were waterways when it flooded.
Right, they weren't digging down looking for the original white stone.
No, they were trying to get the water out of the building.
And that's all. That's all they were doing. And did that flooding happened before the plague or after the plague, the Black Death?
Yes and yes. Back and forth a couple of times.
Okay. So it was a structural problem, so they had to have this mechanism. Okay.
Yep.
Let's see. I have here, why can we see the construction, Carolyn? What's that? Why can we see the construction?
About Chambord, the three towers being...
No, I think it's about the tunnels place. Why can we see the construction?
Okay.
You're not sure?
No, then you go to Chambord.
What is... Carol wanted to know, what is the significance of the diamond shapes on the turrets at Chambord?
To show you the difference how magnetic north is moving. They had to have some marker to compare up and down to up and down. And it is.
Magnetic north is moving. So there's some astrological functions of Chambord?
There's markers. Yes, because if you look at those, your digitized pictures of those, you'll look and you'll go, wait a second, they're not pointing exactly right. They're not pointing exactly correctly. Which is
so that... They had other purposes, not just decorative.
That's right. They weren't decorative at all.
All right. Now, in the... What was the name of that building? The bishop... in the 19th century, he decided that... that King Francis and the gang in 1500, so 300 or 400 years before him, were a significant thing. So he wanted to move back to popish absolutism. It was called Ultramontism. And so he celebrated what went on in the castles we saw earlier in the week, 300 years before him. But he was trying to retrieve the Renaissance. He was called a neo-Renaissance phenomenon. Did he find out that Marie Antoinette and many of those characters that he celebrates didn't die?
Yes. He fell through the fireplace once.
What did you do?
He fell through the fireplace.
Right. So he recognized there was a whole other level going on around King Francis that he wanted to acknowledge.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, because if you believe that there are people surviving death, that's pretty significant, and that'd be more interesting than the other political events of his day in the 19th century. So he said, let's celebrate these people. They actually did something significant. So he built a monument to them. Correct? All right.
Correct.
Now, Roxy, she did not want to leave. She's really identifying with Chambord, wanted to sort of go live there. What factor in her mind is she comforting by that thought?
Well, that's one of the places we told her not to go to, remember? I mean, we cleared it so she could go, don't you recall?
Yes.
She would get lost there. And it would be that she must be there, which is not true or the case. But that would be the outcome, and so it was. But she can overcome that. It'll pass.
So she actually wants to experience leaving.
Right, the connection. She's afraid that her power that she just now got. It's where she got her power. It's her first kiss, her first date, whatever, her first whatever. So she wants to keep it for it.
Somebody asked if the iCell has anything to do with the archaea, and the archaea is spelled A-R-C-H-A-E-A. They're sort of single-celled organisms, I think. Archaea, A-R-C-H-A-E-A. iCell involved with there's nothing in known biology that is the iCell, so to speak.
Well, they have to deal with bacteria, and you're not bacteria.
All right. So I think I asked about Mateo, the drops. Yes, I must. We did that. Mateo's got the help.
They have their different houses, and their shields are usually split in four. Yes, and when we were talking about the shield, you know, how the royalty, they have their different houses, and their shields are usually split in four, and I realized the fourness of the heart chambers, the royalty was always interested in the blood. So were the shields sort of based on the four-chamber structure of the heart?
Yes, it does that. But the reason that it had to be protected is because as a little man, you are very vulnerable.
So the shield is kind of a protection for the heart.
Yes. Like it is for your meat sack body, the same way.
Cool.
Like an armor.
Right.
But the hidden part of the logo of the shield was the protection provided by chromosome 14.
It's what it was based on, not what it was for.
Yeah, because we talked about that a couple days ago. The cross of the shield is represents chromosome 14.
That's the esoteric meaning, the esoteric protection. And because the RNA drops we've consumed have made all nutritional issues of no value, we're protected from any crap we eat. Correct, Ion?
So far.
Right, so far. Okay.
Except Toblerone milk chocolate from Bird is making me burp right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so, Carolyn, you laid down in Beauregard.
Right.
Okay. And Karen wants to know, is she portaled when she lay down in the gallery?
She did. And she was gone for 4 hours.
Yay. Where did I, that's why I'm so tired. Where did I go this time, Ion?
The same place in a different realm.
Oh, Persia. Kind of.
In a different realm.
Well, same place, but different realm.
Okay. And was I looking into cardamom again?
No, strangely, you were trying to blanch tea tree.
Blanch tea tree?
Oil.
As in tea tree oil. Oh, okay.
Blanching it.
Right. Yes.
I can't remember if we discussed this. Did Lady Gaga buy Zappa's house?
Her money did, but she did not.
Somebody got her money, manages it for her?
No, she just didn't do it in her name.
So she was interested in owning it.
She needs the vault, Bob.
What?
She needs the vault.
Does she want to hear the music that Zappa did for ideas?
Hell no, there was never music. He's never done any music. She just needs the vault, Bob.
You mean the vault for storage?
No, for what's in the vault, Bob. The same reason you were after it.
Are his Zappa's recordings in the vault?
Who cares?
Well, what's in there then if it's not the Zappa recordings?
The same thing you were after in the vault, Bob.
I was after Zappa's recordings.
No, you were.
Was I after the ghost there, or a portal, or
openings,
something there?
The openings, Bob, the openings.
To not portals, but to realms, dimensions, or future timelines? Like, what are the openings for? Catch that? What are the openings for?
Well, we don't know how to answer it. Any way we answer it, it's not going to be correct. So we're seeing how to answer it exactly. You asked about that house originally for a specific reason. And the specific reason was?
Whether I could buy it. I think I wanted to own it.
Why?
And there is a reason.
What?
I thought I would like to be around the Zappa atmosphere, or...
No, stop. Don't mess it up. That atmosphere is contained inside that vault.
And it was something that attached itself to Zappa, but it had nothing to do with Zappa?
Correct. When he was around it, he had clearness and... euphoria. When he was away from it, he was a zeitgeist mess up, fuck up, lost. He doesn't know. He get it, then he doesn't know. It's a genius, then he doesn't know what a genius is. He's magical, then he doesn't know what magical is. He was sort of like you, Bob.
Yeah, I get that. Now, so there was some kind of power that attached
Still
itself
is.
To that. Now, did I orchestrate that?
We would say yes.
Right.
We hate doing him like this, Carolyn, because you'll never be able to live with this man.
Why did I want to attach it to Zappa?
You didn't. That's just all you could connect. You didn't. You didn't prefer it at all.
Okay, but
was
he
was very,
available.
It was a very, very cruel, mean joke, Bob.
Did Gail have an inkling about this
power.
Power I created, or that
yeah.
Frank had.
She felt it a few times, but not much.
Okay, just...
All participants are now unmuted.
Get there. We won't have enough to say. Is Bert here? We will. Bert's here. You hear Bert?
Yeah.
Hey, Bert.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So, Bert, that was the conclusion of an awesome series. A great conclusion. What do you think of that? What do you think of what you heard, man?
Yes. Ion dropped a lot of puzzle pieces of what Carolyn's doing, what you're doing. It's amazing. It's something. I want to go back to the beginning. But, Bob, I noticed something that's really big in this that I noticed in the last clip you played, is that at the beginning, maybe 5 years ago, Ian would never say there was another Bob, and then they finally admitted there was one. But in this one, they said there were 11 Bob.
Yeah.
So that means we're in a whole different scheme now that Ian says there are 11 Bobs and actually gave the locations of where they are.
Right. And one of them was in the grave. Two died. I'm not sure, Ken. I might have asked later. I said, did that happen in Paris? I think he said, yes. I think I got killed. Two of them got killed in Paris. But the funny one is the one, where is that, Bob number 9 or something? In the grave of Bob Carr. What a fucking answer.
Yes.
Yeah, who is not dead, but there are probably many Bob Carrs. That's what you got to realize.
Yes.
So I emailed Bob Carr. I told him this. And he wrote back about asking about Worcester. He totally ignored it. They said no comment on it. You know, I said, hey, why don't we? I sent him the list. I said, look, one of them is buried in your grave. He didn't even say a word about it.
Didn't even recognize it, huh?
Yeah, I don't know, or he just thinks I am nuts, or because he wrote a book called God, Men, Con Men. You know, he went through a lot of spiritual stuff. Was a medium and all that. It's a good book. And his conclusion is it's all bullshit. It's just chemistry. You know, science will explain it. So he's very not interested in mediumship or anything, even though he was one himself when he was younger. So he became a big fan of Krishnamurti, and then the anti-Krishnamurti called Yuji Krishnamurti. He's the archivist of Yuji. You can look up on the web, look up U, capital G, Krishnamurti, Yuji Krishnamurti, and look at what he did. Old friend and follower of Jiddu Krishnamurti, who's in my chart, but left Jiddu Krishnamurti and started his own anti-Jiddu Krishnamurti scene.
Is
anyway,
he in India?
What else? Yeah, they're
in India. In India?
Yeah. Oh, no, well, Yuji's
no,
dead.
No, Bob Carr.
He died.
Is Bob Carr in India or is he in the States?
Oh, yeah, Bob Carr is in Mumbai. He travels a lot, Thailand. He's always going here and there, but based in Mumbai. And you can listen to, you know, I did 24 hours with Worcester, and then I did about 23 or 24 hours with
him.
Yeah,
I listened to that.
Yeah. So Bob Carr, at least he's in touch with me. Dave Worcester cut himself off. Bob Carr, in the final round, he connected with me. And, you know, in the dialogues, Dave Worcester has a lot more energy in the voice than Bob Carr back in 2008.
Yeah, yes.
But Worcester couldn't take Ion. Maybe Bob Carr. I mean, Ion has made fun of Bob Carr, so maybe he doesn't appropriately like Ion either, like Worcester. So they're on the way to their graves, I guess. But there was some neat stuff in there. Neat talk.
On their way to oblivion.
Oblivion, yes. That seems that way. I mean, because they should be calling in and engaging Ion to experience that
you know,
charge.
As I say that, as you say that, I think about old men don't do that. That's what's so remarkable about me, 94 years old, and I dare to learn new stuff or partake in some third new phenomenon. That's what I'm good at.
We're
great at,
Bob.
These old guys.
It's something.
Yeah, it's fun to re-listen to it. And we did talk about time and space. Gradually, I learned some new things about time and space. Like all these major monuments,
maybe the Eiffel Tower and that, they're holding places for vortexes or something. You know what I mean? Big gates.
Yeah.
That's what these monuments are. People might say, oh, that's the ley lines, but it's more than the ley lines.
No, there is something about that. Because, I mean, I heard that when he was talking, you asked about Chambord, and he said it was holding space for time-space continuum. But then he went into the normal ion riddle about it reminds you of something like that. That would be interesting to go back and listen to. But that was big because you could feel that in Paris. I mean, we walked around the next day, and there is, there's something residue there.
In Paris. You're talking about Paris itself.
Yeah. Itself, so there.
We'll have to ask if tourism plays a part in maintaining the residue of these places to maintain the portals.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one. I'll make a note of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got to go in a few seconds, so we'll be back in 5 hours and come and talk to Ion again. So thanks for being here, Bert, to talk about it, and Eliza, if she's
thanks
there.
Thanks for sharing this. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, it's a great way to
that was big
travel.
As the female castle. The female castle is a representation of Ahara, and all the castles are lined up as, to match the human form.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that's a statement in Thompson in something I memorized. He summarizes the cathedrals and extensions of the human form or something. I'll have to look up that again.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. We'll
bye
talk
bye.
To you soon. Have
all
a
right.
good
Thanks.
5 hours.
Yeah. Thanks.